their blessing stays with us, and it will also ensure that we remain connected to Allah Ta'ala. If we're thanking Allah, we'll always be connected to Him, inshaAllah. Because we will be worried that I must not have this break and setback in my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because then all the goodness that is coming my way will cease to come. Respected friends and brothers, alhamdulillah, today we'll have a slightly unusual program which we have once in a while. And that is the completion of Hifzul Quran by our young Hafiz Saab, student of Qari Altaf, Hafiz Hamza Suleiman, inshallah. So the program will be like this. We'll have a short talk. Then inshallah, Hafiz Saab will make the completion. And then we'll complete the rest of the program, how we normally complete it. Our respected senior, Maulana Yusuf Saab, will then make the dua after the salah, inshallah. Why we have this program here in the masjid? We have jalsas normally, you know, after Maghrib or after Isha. And we call guest speakers. And they come and they give a bayan. But it is very important. I prefer this way here, because this child is completing here. He is the pride of our town, of our community. It is the achievement of not only him or his ustad, but this is the kamai, the earning of the entire town. And therefore, if we are all present in this particular jalsa, inshallah, we will thank Allah Ta'ala, we'll appreciate it, and we'll come to realize how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed our community. The success and prosperity of any community, or any nation, or any society, is measured by a number of things. So sometimes they will say, what is the per capita income of that particular nation or that community? Based on that, they'll say, this is the affluent community, or a rich community, or a stable community, or a strong community. Or sometimes they will look at the kind of businesses that are in that town, massive, huge businesses that are, mashallah, earning very well. And the business people that are there, the types of businesses that are found in that community, you say, okay, that is a strong community. Or we will even maybe measure the prosperity of a community by looking at the professionals that are in the town. MashaAllah, there are so many, you know, professional people in the different fields, whether it is the medical profession or the legal profession or in any other profession for that matter. All of that, we say, mashallah, it's a very well-educated community. Then obviously, educational institutions is another thing whereby we may measure the prosperity of a nation and of a community. And even recreational and sporting activities sometimes is also put into the tick box that they have got that and they've got state-of-the-art, mashallah. You know, our zone, MIL, people are very envious of it out of town. So, there's a light-hearted note, but people look at all these things put up by the community. So this is a very, very stable and a strong and affluent community. So, alhamdulillah, all these things that we have mentioned are good and they are needed and they are something that we regard as valuable, precious, beneficial for the stability and prosperity and the well-being of any community, the individuals collectively and collectively. But on the other hand, my respected friends and brothers, there is also another element that we should not bypass, and that is the presence of ulama, scholars of deen in the community. Those who are the carriers of the knowledge of the Quran. Those who are the carriers of the knowledge of prophethood. And those are the different categories, starting from whatever labels they have been given or categorized, whether it's muftis or maulanas or huffaz or in any other field. All those people are also supposed to be and are counted as those people that add value to a community and to its prosperity. Now, without undermining the first category of people, we need to know that while those people and those services and those categories of people that we spoke about are of great benefit to us, that benefit, my respected friends and brothers, is up to a point, mainly for worldly purposes. And it is needed. I'm not undermining it. It is precious. We need it, alhamdulillah, at all times. It's very, very greatly needed. Whereas if we have to look at the presence and the services that are given out by the people that are the carriers of ilm-e-deen, ulum-e-Quran, knowledge of the prophethood, then, my brothers, they are not only beneficial for this worldly life, but they are also beneficial beyond. From the time a person closes his eyes in the qabr, the long journey in the qabr, and on the day of qiyamah. So, while both these are very, very important, we must not ever neglect and forget and show appreciation to the presence of Ilm-e-Din and institutions of knowledge of Islam and personnel and people who are imparting, whether it's the Huffaz, the Qaris, the Ulama, the Muftis, whoever it might be. And obviously, the learners, those who have undertaken the studies of Quran and Ilm-e-Din in whichever field it might be. That is something we must always keep in mind, my respected friends and brothers. And also, when we look at the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us via the Prophet, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through the carriers of Ilm-e-Din, whoever they might be, we will find that, like I mentioned, one is the stability of it remains in this world. It will ensure stability for the individual and the community in this world, their prosperity, their success, their well-being beyond this life. That's the first thing. And the second thing, my respected friends and brothers, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it will give you guidance, such guidance which is not found anywhere else. By the permission of Allah. Allah says, Ilm-e-Din, this book here, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka, this book we have revealed upon you, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, so that you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may take people out from darkness into light. Quranic knowledge gives guidance in every aspect and every sphere of a person's life. What he did not know, he will come to know. And in this way, his final destination will be one of success. Therefore, my respected friends and brothers, we say it goes beyond a person's life and it will ensure for him success in the hereafter. This kitab, this book that we are going to be witnessing the completion of it now, inshaAllah, is something of great virtue, my respected friends and brothers. It is something that is very, very potent, very powerful. It's not an ordinary book. It's not a completion of a textbook in the school or any other course that has been completed elsewhere. It is a book that Allah Ta'ala has described, إِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ, that is, verily this book is well fortified. It is an honorable book. It's a powerful book. The Quran is powerful, my respected friends and brothers. And that being the case, nothing can ever challenge the Quran. Nothing can overpower or defeat the Quran. The Quran will always overpower, overwhelm everything and every other kind of knowledge or whatever it might be. It is the true word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ. That's what the Quran says about itself, my respected brothers. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also informs us, it's not from anybody else's book. تَنزِيلٌ مِّنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٍ. This book that we are going to see that has been completed now, it is a revelation from one who is Hakim, all wise, Hamid, all praiseworthy. So many times people will say, you know, I'm quoting this from a certain author or a certain scholar or historian who is of, you know, renown. Then we show respect. We say, you know, he's quoting from somewhere. So in the same way, my respected friends and brothers, when it comes to the Quran, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Because the stability and prosperity of mankind has to be ensured till the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ensured that this book will also remain till the day of Qiyamah. And Allah says in the Quran, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, we are its protectors. And when Allah ta'ala had it revealed, it came via the great angel, Archangel Jibreel alayhi salam, because it was not an ordinary book. It was a book that was coming down to mankind, so that it may last with him till the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala praises the angel himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ and مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينَ, he is one who is trustworthy and he is one who is strong. Allah has described him. And my respected friends and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has then left it on mankind to make the effort to ensure that this book now remains with them. And this effort that we find that is taking place of the memorization of the Quran in different parts of the world. And in our country, subhanallah, it is such an honor. We've got so many madrasas where the Quran is being memorized and being preserved, because the preservation of the Quran is for the stability of this world and the hereafter. The book itself is a very potent book. And the person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen, mashallah, is also one who is favored and who will inshallah ensure the preservation of the Quran in its words, in its meanings. So inshallah, today we're going to ask Hafiz Hamza to come and make the tilawat of the Quran. He will complete it for us. We all know who is Hafiz Hamza, son of Hafiz Shabir. Where is Hafiz Shabir? There is Hafiz Shabir. I told him to sit in the front. Come, okay, there's okay, just front. Come, Hafiz up. And he's the son of our late Hafiz Muhammad Suleiman, who is the son of the great Maulana Suleiman, who was one of the founder of Madrasa, members of our town, ustad of so many people, mashallah, generation after generation. And may Allah Ta'ala keep it in their family that he uses them for the preservation in the Quran for many generations to come.
Shall ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم آنس وحشتي في قبري، اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت، وعلمني
MashaAllah, congratulations Hafiz Hamza, and congratulations to the father Hafiz Shabir, and to Appa on the other side also, and the rest of the family. And congratulations to the Middleburg Muslim community for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having enriched us with one of these precious jewels. And above all, congratulations to Qari Al-Tafsab, who has made so much of effort to bring this boy and polish him and make him shine like how we see him here today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him, protect him, grant him and his family and his parents, give him good health and give his parents higher stages in Jannah. Inshallah, we'll perform Salah. And after the Salah, when we khutbah and Salah, then Yusuf will make the dua for us, inshallah.
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر. والله, we thank you, Ya Allah, for allowing us to witness this blessed occasion, Ya Allah. Engrave the words of the Quran onto his heart, Ya Allah. Reward all those who have been instrumental in making him Hafiz, Ya Allah. His parents, his teachers, those who sponsor the Hifz class, Ya Allah. Bless all of them, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And through the auspiciousness of this occasion, Ya Allah, we implore you, we ask you, and we beg of you to grant us the love of the Quran, Ya Allah. Grant us, Ya Allah, the character of the Quran, Ya Allah. Grant us the tawfiq to understand the Qur'an, Ya Allah. Grant us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, the ability to read the Qur'an correctly, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, grant that the Qur'an serves as our guiding light in this world, as serves as noor in our graves, serves as an argument for us in your court, serves as a companion for us across the pool sirat, and the key for our entry into Jannah, Ya Allah. Through the auspiciousness of this occasion, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we ask you to relieve everyone seated here of the anxieties, Ya Allah. Those who are in pain, grant them shifa. Those who are in debt, relieve them of their debt. Those who have difficulties, relieve them of their difficulties. And through the blessedness of this occasion, protect our community. Rain your showers of mercy of our community. You keep our community united, Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And through, Ya Allah, through the sanctity of this occasion, Ya Allah, we ask you to take pity on the plight of the Ummah wherever they are, Ya Allah. Turn the tide in the favor of the Ummah of your Habib, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بفضل سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.